Hey, it's Coach Pete. Retirement comes a lot faster than we realize it will. Wouldn't it be great to be looking forward to it and be financially secure when you get to the magic day? Well, folks, that's why it's important to work with a financial coach who understands the need for proper planning before, during, and after retirement, and why I recommend you call my close personal friend and coach in your area. And in Chicagoland, I recommend you call my local financial coach, John Kelly, at 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, thanks.
You believe it's another weekend?
I can't. I love it.
Seems like just yesterday the weekend was here.
It does.
Crazy how fast the year moves, isn't it?
Rolling through.
As we get older and older, it happens, too. That's what my grandpa told me, and I'm starting to believe him.
Absolutely. Well, we're also here in the midst of summer, deep into summer, and I've got to tell you, while we're talking about summer, we're talking about the Olympics, everything that's been going on recently, one thing that has been coming up again and again is the Zika virus. And one way that scientists are looking to try to get rid of the Zika virus mosquitoes is through a genetically modified mosquito. This company, Oxitec, has just recently put out information about their tests. They've already done it in Brazil. They've already done it in Panama. They've already done it in the Cayman Islands. And now they're about to start testing it on mosquitoes in the Florida Keys. FDA has given the approval. So now it's time. But these mosquitoes are specifically genetically engineered to die out before they actually like reach the age when they would
start biting us.
Exactly. So they lay their eggs, their larva goes out there and they mate with the normal mosquitoes, but all of those new mosquitoes have this self-limiting gene, they call it. It will try to cut down on the population. They say that in the places they've tested it so far, that they've seen a 90% reduction in the resident mosquito population. So
well, sounds pretty good until it isn't, right? What if something goes wrong?
Yeah. The first thing I thought of when I think of genetically modified and mosquitoes is Jurassic Park.
Yeah, or Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. Another of the positives of genetically modified are like seedless watermelon.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? But also what comes to mind is something called kudzu. You know, years ago we had an erosion problem on the side of the road, so I don't know who did it, but somebody from the U.S. found a vine that grew like crazy in Japan, I think it was. Mm-hmm. They brought some over here and planted it, and it did a great job of stopping the roadside erosion. Yay. The problem is it ate everything in its sight. I mean, if you look, these vines, these magic vines, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. They take over a whole forest, don't they, Thomas?
They do. Well, and what's funny is when I first hear all these mosquitoes dying, I want to hear angels singing hallelujah.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, I want to know what is going to be biting me instead.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Frees up some space for something else to land. Well, I don't know. You know, hey, it's a good idea. I must confess. I mean, I've heard about the Zika virus. I hear it over and over again, but I really, you know, I thought it just affected pregnant people, but I didn't know. I think it's like a mini malaria, though, isn't it?
Yes.
It basically, if you get bitten by it, I mean, it's not just pregnant people that feel bad.
Yeah. They've already had 15 cases reported so far in Florida. And
scary.
Hopefully this could cut down on the dangers, but those are dangers in the short term. And you got to look out for not just dangers in the short term, but also long term.
Well, it's the unforeseen circumstances that come up afterwards. And we see this in the money world, too. Mm-hmm. People find a good investment. They think they invest in it, but they forgot to look at one thing in the financial statement from a company or whatever. And then all of a sudden it's going the wrong way. So being informed, not doing too much, like they're not going to release a whole bunch. I think they should have some trial batches of those mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Just like if you're getting in the money world or getting close to retirement, trial batches of retirement income plans are good. You know, get some money put aside you can't lose if the market goes the other way.
So if you need any help taking a look at your financial plan and making sure you are on the right track to success and not putting all of your eggs in one basket, or in this case, all of your mosquito larvae, then you can sit down with one of our financial coaches located across the country. It's so easy to get in touch with them. If you have a question or if you'd like to qualify for a no-cost consult with a local financial coach right there in your area, call Coach Pete's personal hotline now, and he will get you in touch with your local financial coach. 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. At what age can you begin claiming Social Security benefits? 62, 66, or 70? The correct answer is 62. Although that's not necessarily when you should start claiming Social Security. To find out the answer to that question, contact your local financial coach at financialsafari.com.
And it's time to crack open Coach's Financial Dictionary. Coach, we got a good one for you today. Today's term is love money. I mean, I love money. I know that a lot of our listeners love money, but is that what we're talking about here?
Well, not really. Say somebody has a good idea for a research project or some kind of invention, and you like it enough, so you love it, so you give them what's called seed money or capital, and it's usually given by a family member or friend to an entrepreneur to start a business because you want to, number one, maybe you believe in the concept they're doing, but you want to get rich. That's why everybody does it. Well, you hear about the stories about somebody giving somebody a couple $1,000 and it's worth millions. Like some of the first guys in on Uber. Have you used Uber yet, Thomas?
I haven't yet, no.
Kid, Uber?
I have.
Yeah, pretty convenient, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it wasn't really known if it was going to succeed because you had taxi cabs already and you had taxi cab unions and you had the government on the side of the taxi cabs. Well, Uber is succeeding and making a lot of money for folks. So seed money or capital money given by family or friends is called love money. That's to the entrepreneur. And the decision to lend money and the terms and agreement are usually based on feelings and trust, which are scary sometimes, and the relationship between the two parties, rather than on more formulated analysis and formal agreement kind of thing. So to me, if I'm giving somebody money, we're going to get something in writing. We're going to do it in front of an attorney. We're going to get it notarized and signed. And we're going to have deadlines and promises made before we give any money. And that's where people get in trouble, because after you give the money, maybe the deal doesn't work out like it should, or maybe the person was just out there selling you the idea so they could get your money instead of their great idea that they were selling you on.
Absolutely.
And we see this on the Shark Tank. You know, the Shark Tank's that great show where people are getting money from the investors, the sharks. Many times they don't succeed. You know, it's always fun to go back and see what happened after the show and what happened after the money was given, what happens next. So be very careful when giving money to friends or relatives, no matter how good the idea is, unless you have something really drawn out and concrete in writing with promises and deadlines made. Thomas, I see you nodding over there.
Absolutely. No, Shark Tank just gave a great reflection of that as well, just thinking back on some of the episodes. Love money. You know, you have to protect the relationship, and I think that's what you're talking about there, Coach.
Yeah.
In developing these strategies so that if something were to happen, you're not going to lose a brother or something like that.
Well, who wouldn't want to get $1 million return on a $10,000 investment? But it just doesn't happen many times.
Exactly. Well, they say that you're supposed to invest in what you know, but it's important to remember that you don't want to let emotions get in the way of making a good decision.
Well, and even if you don't know, if you trust the person and they've got a great idea, you know, that's where the great idea is. A sticky note? What's that? You know, unfortunately, the dude that invented that was working for 3M at the time, so 3M made all the money. But it's the ideas you don't think about that you say later on, gosh, I wish I would have thought of that. mm-hmm. where there's a true gem. So just have an open mind and knowing that there are some downsides to putting money like seed money or love money out, because it's usually at the infant stages of that investment or that product, and many times it doesn't come out like it should.
Well, a lot of times you just need someone who's watching out for you, someone who can dot the I's and cross the T's so that you can make those decisions, put your money where you want to, but also not get taken advantage of. You can get that process started by sitting down with a local financial coach, part of our team across the country, by calling Coach Pete's personal hotline right now. He'll get you in touch with your local financial coach. Just call 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099. If you love money or if you are considering giving love money, either way, today is the day to get your questions answered and get the education you need. We're here providing that education every single week here on the Financial Safari.